Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day, legends. Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through and do our Supercoach Classic review from round two. Go through all the scores from each game and talk about what stood out to us from each game. Sort of going through all of these live going through it. So, you'll just get my instant reaction to all those. All the updates and everything are in. I ended up with a score of 955. Not stoked with it, but with, you know, KP as my captain, who did pretty poorly, I'll wear it. I'm actually really happy with where my team's at. Didn't make a trade in round one, so I've already saved a trade there. And honestly, I'm looking at round two and I had all these grand plans of all the trades in the world I was going to make, and I'm not sure how many I'm actually going to make this week. I thought usually I love to use a boost in this week, but honestly, I'm not sure if I need to this week. So we'll get into that more, and we'll talk about it more on beers and break evens once I've had a bit more time to assess what my options are and whatnot. But at the moment, pretty happy with where my classic side is, despite my scores not being huge. I'm ranked in the top 51%, so sitting smack in the hey diddle diddle. I'm pretty confident of the direction my team's going in. Just got to get my captains right occasionally. But let's go through each game and talk about the scores that we saw, what stood out for me and whatnot. Let's have a look at the first game of the week as my app is loading and taking its sweet ass time. The Broncos 28 over the South Sydney Rabbitohs 18. Top scorers for the Broncos. We obviously had Selwyn Cobbo playing left centre, who looked unreal with 93 points. Reece Walsh, 88. Paddy Carrigan with a big 69. Nice. Payne Haas, 63. Dean Mariner, CBA, 2 tries, 61. Jesse Arthur's a big winner there. He was on 71. I know that Timmy Williams and a lot of you guys have Jesse Arthur's. Looking like a nice little pickup there. Should make a bit of cash. Went down to 57, but still nice. Pierre Kira bounces back from his 4 in week 1 to score 48. I wouldn't be surprised if Pierre Kira loses money with our first, or stays about the same with our first round of cash updates and whatnot, but I think long term Pierre Kira is still going to make us plenty of money. Looked really good. Outside of that, Corey Jensen, a lot of questions about him last week. My big concern was, hey, look, he played more minutes than he should have in round one. It was on a smaller field, got through more base stats. I never really liked the buy or the draft pickup. Scored 36 points, which is, I don't think it'll always be that bad for Corey, but I just don't think he's the option that a lot of people thought he was. Outside of that, nothing really jumped out. Ezra Mann, I know a lot of you went, or some of you went him as a pod. Never really made sense to me. Even if he scores tries, he scores a 50 without a try or any big attacking stats in this game, scored 23, which is pretty disappointing. For South Sydney, Latrell Mitchell obviously wasn't his greatest game. He scored a try, which is good. 80 Supercoach points in a game where he wasn't fantastic, and nor was South Sydney. So it's scary to think what Latrell's scores could be if South Sydney really start to explode and start to play some good footy. We'll wait and see how they go against the Roosters, but I'm not seeing too many signs of that at the moment. Cody Walker felt like he didn't do too much and scored 71. I think he picked up quite a few in updates. David Mwali scored a try, 63. We'll have a look at him in the front row. Outside of that, not a heap jumping out. Damien Cook, if you own him in round one, he brained it in Vegas. Only a 34 in this game, which I believe included a sin bin. So far from ideal. Sean Kepi, 27. Once again, I think this is who Sean Kepi is. I wasn't overly convinced. He'd be the 40 to 45 point scorer that a lot of people thought we'd see every week. Glad to avoid that one. Outside of that, not a heap standing out from that Broncos-South Sydney game. I think the big talking point, Supercoach-wise, is probably Reece Walsh and Latrell Mitchell, how well they scored there. And I think they've still got a lot more to offer as well. The next game, the Cronulla Sharks and the Bulldogs. Sharkies win this one, 25 points to 6. Top scorer was Mulatalo. All of a sudden, he's got a pretty nice break-even. He might even be a good way to make a little bit of cash. That left side is absolutely humming. Teague Wilton on that edge as well, killed it 110. They got a good little matchup against the West Tigers this week with Britton Nikita out on the right edge for 2 weeks. Very lucky to only get 2 weeks, in my opinion. Mulatalo and Wilton become appealing, and Sifa Talakai, 82. So you have a look at the top scorers from that game. Mulatalo, Wilton, Talakai, all on the left edge for the Cronulla Sharks. So might be a nice little stack to have a look at there. Nico Hines, once again, didn't do a stack. 75 Supercoach points, you are happy with that. But I do still think him not doing a stack has something to do with this halves combination. So I do think there will be a little bit of a downtick for Nico Hines this year in general. Kartala, 67. Jesse Ramian, 64. Cam McInnes, 50. Not a stack to talk about here. Probably the most disappointing, well, the two most disappointing, Braden Trindle is one of them. I know that like Timmy Williams started with him, and I know a lot of you guys have. 27, you probably need to move him on this week. I don't think he's going to make money. It looks like he's probably going to lose money, Trindle, but you can move to a Galvin or someone like that, so it's not going to hurt you too much there. The other one is Britton Nikita, who got sin binned. So he lost 10 for that. He lost 10 minutes of game time. He scored 25. Didn't really get too many attacking opportunities. If you give him back the 10 points, you're looking at 35. If you give him back that 10 minutes, maybe he gets 40-odd. Still a pretty quiet game by his standards, to be fair. So if you did take him as one of your guns to start the season, you'd be pretty disappointed with that. For Canterbury, I think the big talking point, Josh Curran, 76 Supercoach points. I think he had a line break assist in that, so bumped up a little bit, but he just plays big minutes. I think he'll play 55 to 65 a week, which means he will probably score 55 to 65 a week. He's got an offloading ability. He's got ball playing ability. I'm seriously considering, I said on the Roo Crew Patreon that I would bring in Josh Curran this week. Then we had the injury to Helam Lukey, which means that Fine Fiuiaki probably gets an opportunity. So I'm probably going to go to Fine Fiuiaki, but I think Curran, he'll be a nice option. I still think he's a very good sniff to get dual position in a couple of weeks' time. I'll be pushing that very, very heavily still. Blake Wilson, Jacob Preston, mid-50s. Matty Burton bounced back with a nice 50. Kiraz, 47. Once again, no big attacking stats. Kiraz owners will be happy with that. I think that's just who he's going to be. Who else stood out from that game? Kikau, 39, coming off a good game last week. Pretty disappointing score, but once again, I think that's who he is. I think the big two talking points here, though, Jamin Salmon and Drew Hutchinson. A lot of you out there own both of them. I own both of them. 36 for Salmon, 32 for Hutcho. I'm really tempted to sell these guys this week, but I do think against the Titans, I think Canterbury can score some points and do well. So I'm thinking I might hold on to them for another week or so. It'll just depend what trades I end up doing. But I do think the Bulldogs win against the Titans this week, and I don't mind that matchup for them. Sammy Hughes as well, 29 points. Hopefully, for Supercoach purposes strictly, Farmacilli doesn't feature this weekend, and hopefully Hughes can get some extra minutes. I had Terrell May from the start, as you guys know, so I'm sort of happy just to let Hughes play in my front row. I'm going to lose a couple of points there, but there's just money I want to spend elsewhere. And Farmacilli, of course, with a zero this week, so not ideal for you guys out there that went him. Another good lesson: just because a guy starts doesn't mean he is the better option. Sam Hughes always looked like the better option to me over Farmacilli, and I wish I would have listened to myself on Josh Curran, because that one has gone sensationally. Probably better than all the two RFs that have actually started. Let's move to the Panthers and the Eels game, 26 points to 18. Isaac Tungo, the star of the show here, 145 Supercoach points, unreal. Absolutely fisted me in draft. Dill Edwards, 116. Isaiah Yeo, mate, what a start to the season. 94 here, a big score last week. Very impressive. Nath Cleary didn't have a huge game in this. Still got 73, so scoring well. Moz Leota, 72. Taruva, 69. Liam Martin, 62. Mitch Kenny with a nice 55 there. Taylor May does the job again for us. 53 Supercoach points without a try. We'll take that. Outside of that, not a heap to touch on here. The only one I want you to keep an eye on is Liam Henry. It looks like Fisher-Harris will miss a few weeks. Liam Henry scored 35 on the weekend. If he just gets an uptick of, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, he could be a nice little front row forward option there. For the Eels, Jermaine Hopgood killed it with a try, 104. What about Lussick? My God. I genuinely think he could be an 80-minute hooker now, and he's probably the guy you want to have. I think the big talking point, and me and Timmy will talk about it tomorrow on Beers and Break Evens, is would you rather have Joey Lussick? He's a little bit more expensive, but his scores have been better. Or would you rather have Danny Levi, who's cheaper, scores haven't been as good? I'd say you'd make a little bit more money on Lussick. But once again, do you want to use a trade when you're already going to make decent money off Danny Levi? I'm going to stick with Danny Levi. If Joey Lussick brains it again this week, that might force my hand. But I think I'm going to stay with Lussick at the moment and look to upgrade him to Harry Grant in a few weeks, who thankfully his scores haven't been out of this world, Harry Grant. So it might be a nice little matchup there. Matto, 60. Pensini, 50. Bryce Cartwright, 44. Once again, guys, I did say this last week. You all rushed out to get Bryce Cartwright off that one game. That's only going to be in his rolling average for one price rise. Then we're going to have scores like this, 44. I'm not saying they're all going to be 40s, but this is something you need to keep in mind. And I'll remind you again, this time next year, the round one score is the most irrelevant overall. So Bryce Cartwright killed it in the first week, a 44 this week. That'll bring his, you know, scores in the first two rounds to about 160, an average of about 80, which is still very good. But it is just something to keep in mind with these guys. Mitch Moses, a disappointing 36. Outside of that, not heaps. I will say this, I'm a little bit disappointed. Dylan Brown, 2 tries, only got 65. I mean, it's not a train wreck, but not ideal. And Sean Lane scoring a big try and only getting 62. When you score tries and have try assists, I was expecting a little bit more out of those guys, but do keep in mind it is a game against the Penrith Panthers. You know, guys do tend to score lower in those games against the Panthers. Same goes for Bryce Cartwright as well. The Raiders, 32 points to 12 over the West Tigers. Zach Hosking, the mule, 109 Supercoach points, looking very, very good. Could be a little cash cow option. The only worry is Elliot Whitehead returning soon, but geez, I'll tell you what, I don't think I could drop Zach Hosking or give him less minutes right now. Savage, a little cheap that I got in my side. Very happy to see him score a 71. He'll make some good money over the next couple of weeks. Ethan Strange, everyone owns him, so it doesn't make much difference, but 61, we're going to be generating cash there. Outside of that, Morgan Smithies, 49. Played the whole 80. I thought he'd score a little bit more than that, but you can't complain with a 50 at his price. Still going to make good money there. Danny Levi, 39 with a try. Two like 40-odd scores with tries. Not ideal, but you know, we'll take it. If he didn't score those tries, we'd be completely fucked. Joe Tarponet, a pretty disappointing 39, a low score for him if you started with him. Outside of that, not a heap to touch on with the Raids, the Durs. For the Tigers, Appy, 82, rewarded all of us that waited a week for him. Finu came on, one to keep an eye on. He'll probably get dual position as well, scored a 75. Who else there? Bateman, a 50. But Galvin, he was the big one. Came off the bench. Started at 5'8". He'll be a cheapie for us all to bring in. I think if you started with a Trindle or someone, you go straight to Galvin now and you can get ready to make some good cash there. He looked keen. I think the biggest favour that was done to him as well was Bud Sullivan looking very disinterested. So I think Galvin's pretty safe in that side. And I think he'll continue to score well. Outside of that, Alex Seifarth, I don't think any of you would have started with him. If you did, that hurts. Outside of that, not a heap to touch on with the West Tigers. The good news, though, is we get another cheapie at 5'8 in Lockie Galvin, which is very, very exciting. All right, let's move to the next game. We've got the North Queensland Cowboys and the Knights, 21 points to 20 in Golden Point. Top scorer for the Cows, Kyle Felt, 74. Ruben Cotter, a 70. Big bounce back from Ruben Cotter off the back of last week. We'd love to see that. Still scored well last week, but 70s, that is pretty crazy. Tommy Dearden, 66. Chad Townsend, 64. Reece Robson, for you owners out there, another 63. Very solid. Nanai scored a try, got 63. The base stats is what I'm loving from him, though. Scotty Drinkbloke didn't really light it up. Scored 62. You feel like there's a bit more to come for Scotty Drinkwater over the next few weeks. Val Holmes had an absolute shocker and scored 54. that is fucking fantastic. He made so many errors, left so many points out there and scored 54. I love that for Val Holmes. He's a guy that I'll be seriously considering bringing in over the next few weeks. Taumalolo bounced back. We said last week, don't panic too much. It is only one game and it's the most irrelevant game of the year. Bounces back with a nice 44. I do think, though, minutes is going to be an issue for him moving forward. Finne Fuiaki is the one we need to keep an eye on. 38 Supercoach points in 50-odd minutes, I believe it was there. If he earns that left edge back row spot replacing Helam Lukey, I think he's close to a must-have. Outside of that, Zach Labor, 26. We warned you about this last week. Just because he nailed it in round one doesn't mean he's an automatic buy. You've got to see how he goes in week two. And now there's a few question marks. And, of course, Helam Lukey, the 9 points here, very disappointing. But at least it happened the week before we lose money on him. So we'll take that. You've got to make a move on Helam Lukey this week, in my opinion. For the Knights, Adam Elliott with a daily double, 112. Dane Gagai, 62. Fenix Crossland, 53. Greg Marshu, 46. Sounds like Marshu's picked up an injury as well, so he could be out for a month or so. Very disappointing. Kalen Ponga, 45. A huge letdown, KP. I thought he'd do a lot better. This week, back in Newcastle, taking on the Melbourne Storm. I think the Knights should win that, but honestly, God knows with the Melbourne Storm. We'll see what we do with KP, whether we sell him or not. We'll talk about that on Beers and Break-Evens. Kai Pierce-Paul, 43, pretty good. I was expecting more, though, if I'm completely honest. One to watch over the next few weeks. Outside of that, not a stack to touch on with that Newcastle Knights side there. We'll have to make a decision what we're going to do with KP pretty soon. All right, the late game, Saturday night, the Melbourne Storm, 30 over the Warriors, 26. Obviously, Coates scoring that light late try, a huge play there. And Ryan Pappenhausen gives us a real headache, 132 Supercoach points, set to make a bit of cash over the next few weeks. We'll have to make a decision what we do with Pappy. Obviously, going KP to Pappy is a serious option. Which I will be considering, no doubt about that. But you need to keep in mind that Pappy has the bye in 2 weeks' time. So you will be without a fullback for one of those weeks. You've got to make a decision. Is it worth the catch? And this week, without Munster and Hughes, how does that impact him? It might be an uptick for him. I'm not sure. Jerome Hughes, 88, good bounce back. Eli Katoa, 63, solid again. Harry Grant, 61, you'll take it, but I think he will lose a bit of cash, Harry Grant, over the first few weeks, and I'll be happy to swoop in on him with some Danny Levi money very soon. Mate, Joe Chan was the big one, 59 Supercoach points, was quiet in week one. Once again, this is what we said, just be patient, it's only 1 week, see what happens. Joe Chan has bounced back with a big score, which we're very happy to see, and we'll be in line to make some money now. Outside of that, from that side, no one else really jumping out at me. Christian Welsh, 20, got a HIA, shit happens. For the Warriors, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, 75 Supercoach points. We love to see it. DWZ, 99. If you went him as a pod player, you would have been a little bit worried with Torpicki playing fullback. Scored well. Jackson Ford, 66 with a try. Torpicki, 51, does his job again. He'll make money for owners out there. AFB, a 50. Tohu Harris, a 41. Outside of that, Sean Johnson, a pretty disappointing 26. This is always my worry with Johnson. The Warriors can score well and he can play well, but score poorly in Supercoach, just not the sort of guys I like to have in my team. All right, let's move to the Manly Seagulls and the Sydney Roosters. Brooksy topped it here for the Manly Seagulls, 80 Supercoach points. If you started with Brooksy, shout out to you. Very, very good pick there. Paseka, 64, back to his best. Love to see that. Tommy Talau. Now, if you went early on Tommy Talau, he scored 57 odd points, which is really good, but he did get injured. It looks like he could miss a few weeks. By the time he gets back, you might find that Jason Saab is back as well. This is always the gamble with going early on guys. This is why I didn't go Tommy Talau, but I'm pretty sure that over the course of the year, he will get opportunities and he will make money here and there. Who else stood out from there? DCE, 39. Ben Trbojevic, pretty disappointing, 33. I thought he'd score a lot better than that. Killed it in Vegas, a little bit lower this week. Sort of evens out. We'll see how he goes over the next few weeks. For the Chooks, James Tedesco, top scored 103. Teddy is back and playing some really, really nice footy here. An interesting Supercoach prospect. Our boy, Terrell May, 69. A lot of that in base. An absolute freak. Playing big minutes. Spencer Lenu out for the next few weeks. Very excited about Terrell May. I know just about everyone owns him now, but if you listen to the Guru podcast and you started with him early, you've already saved yourself one trade in a nightmare spot. Siwa Wong, 57, which is good, but he did have a lot of late stats and whatnot, and he did only play 40 minutes. So not too sure about this one at the moment. A guy that I could move on over the next few weeks simply because it looks like the role just isn't there for him. Daniel Tupu, 57 with a try. Happy with that. Victor Radley, another good performance. 55. Tuli Tuivasa, 53. If you're an owner, you're happy with that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dom Young, 50 with a try. Outside of that, who are we looking at here? Brandon Smith, only 37. This is the risk you take with the cheese, though. Luke Keary, 31, got a HIA. None of you would have him anyway, though. I think Sandon Smith going to be a very interesting guy over the next few weeks. And I'll tell you what, if you watch Vegas and then you another big score and you went, fuck, I need to get Joey Manu, let's get him in. 22, very disappointing. Once again, week one isn't the be-all and end-all. It is the most irrelevant week of the entire season. We need to learn lessons from this. And Sammy Walker with a 12. Let's have a look at the Dolphins. 38 points to nil over the Dragons. Hamiso, wow, scored, played really average in week one, scored really well, played really well in week two and scored well. 94 Supercoach points. Shout out to those of you who have Hamiso. You're in a very, very good spot. I will say this, though. He does have to do a lot to score three tries in a 38-0 drumming and be the superstar and still not crack 100. You would probably expect a little bit more, but you cannot complain with a 94. That is still very nice. JMK, 80, after almost dying in the first half. Done very well there. Sarko, an 80. Jack Bostock, the cheapie that we all wanted, 77. We love to see that. That is unreal. He's going to make us some good coin now. Who else here? Herbie Farmworth. What about Maxi Plath? Came in at 5'8". We spoke a lot about him on the KO Live show, 53. I am keen to see Maxi Plath's role once Ray Stone and Kenny Bromwich are back in the side. Just a little wait and see there. But they've got a bye this week. Then we'll get to see him the week after. Looks set to make some good cash, but you don't have to make that move this week. Who else here? Ewan Aiken, 50. Donahue, 33. Yeah, nothing else really stands out from the Dolphins there. From the Dragons, Tyrell Sloan, 65. Ravalawa, 57. Jack DeBellin, 52. Lomax, probably the most relevant guy if you rushed in to get Lomax, 44. I think that will sort of be his floor for the season. I can't see too many games where he essentially has no attacking stats and his run meters are kept to that low. So Lomax, a floor of 44 is pretty nice and juicy there. Jacob Little, back to reality, 38. Eisenhuth, back to reality, 40. Outside of that, no one else to really touch on. Kyle Flanagan, 21. Back to reality. Just keep in mind this. Well, I hope this will be the worst performance we get from the Dragons, not scoring a single point, conceding 38 against a red-hot Dolphin side with a point to prove. Hopefully this is a one-off for the Dragons, but it is the worry, especially if you got sucked in early to how good they looked. We'll see where the Dragons go from here, but just something to be aware with Supercoach. Guys, we said it all last week, and it is the big lesson to remember from last year. Week one scores, they are not the be-all and end-all. A lot of guys will go huge, then they'll back it up with lower scores. And the reality is their scores in round two and round three are more important than round one when it comes to making cash. Your Laybutts, your Lomaxes of the world, just something to keep in mind with these guys moving forward. But yeah, we'll have beers and break-evens tomorrow, guys, which we'll talk about our trades and all that sort of stuff. We'll have a Q&A with Kat coming on the Roo Crew as well. The link is in the description if you would like to join that as well. Go and check it out. $8 a month, $2 a week. It is absolutely sensational. Make sure you get in there. But that's our Supercoach review from round two.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.